GSO go
on Thursday at 1:07 p.m., the two-stage Antares rocket launched from the Mid-Atlantic Spaceport in Wallops Island, Virginia.
We have ignition.
On board the spacecraft is a satellite named SkyCube, which will be used to take photos and send messages from space. Go Science, a regional science and technology nonprofit based in Greenville, is partnering with Southern Skies for the space project. This week I spoke with Executive Director of Go Science, Roger Connor, about the mission and how they plan to use SkyCube once it's deployed.
It will be docking with the International Space Station. It'll actually be grappled by the International Space Station and brought in. And then a few months from now, it'll actually be placed out into orbit.
And as I understand, Go Science has reserved access time to the satellite SkyCube to take pictures from space and send messages.
Yep, that's correct. The idea for this, really started about a year and a half ago when a colleague of mine in Spain contacted me and told me about a talk that he had heard about someone in the U.S. that was working on doing a public launch of a satellite. They were trying to get it funded by the general public and by organizations. The name of that person is Tim DeBenedictis, and Tim decided to do a crowdfunding campaign in order to raise the money necessary to actually complete the satellite launch. It's still around $50,000 to actually place something on the actual rocket that goes up, plus another $25,000 to $30,000 to actually build the satellite itself. And Go Science is one of the major contributors to help support that campaign, but there's actually thousands of people who have made contributions ranging from, $1 up to, $250, $600 or so. And all that together raised enough not only to build one satellite, but to build two satellites. So today we actually just launched one of two satellites. The next one will launch probably about a year and a half from now.
Now, SkyCube, that's the name of the satellite. Can you kind of describe what it looks like? Because I've seen pictures of it. It doesn't look like a typical satellite.
No, it doesn't. And SkyCube is actually a little bit different from other CubeSats in and of itself. CubeSats have actually been around for a long time. They're typically used by universities and the government to do research projects. And they're the size of a small box, and typically the solar panels are mounted on the outside of the box, and it's able to actually perform experiments or imaging from space. SkyCube is a little bit different in that originally it's shaped like a box, but it actually has deployable solar panels. So once it actually is placed into orbit, by the astronauts on the International Space Station, the actual solar panels will unfold from the cube itself. And that does a couple things. It increases the amount of energy that can be generated, but it also gives us a lot more options as far as the type of camera that we can place on it, the size of the computer system. It basically gives you more space to actually place the electronics. And it gives you a lot more flexibility in the industrial design of the actual satellite.
And your organization, Go Science, which is a nonprofit organization, you're using the satellite to take pictures and to send messages kind of as a fundraising thing. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is, for us, it's not, we're using it as an opportunity to also raise funds for the regional science center that's actually being constructed here in Greenville. People can go online and reserve access to take a picture from the satellite or send a message or a tweet from space. And actually, anyone here on Earth can actually receive those messages using an amateur radio because it'll be broadcast to the entire globe. And then we also have the pictures available that people can go to our website at go-science.org and actually reserve those. And then we'll also have schools that will be taking pictures and sending messages out as part of our educational programming tied with the mission. So it's really, it really has a several different strands where we're, you know, raising awareness about GO Science, getting people excited about science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, doing all the education associated with the satellite launch and the mission over the next 6 months to a year, but then also raising funds to help with the construction of the facility here in Greenville.
Sending a message from space, Valentine's Day coming up. I'm sure you'll see a peak interest in that.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get quite a few I love yous, and who knows, maybe a marriage proposal or so from space. Just have to make sure that they're able to receive it on the other end with the radio.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You can find more information about GO Science's space mission and see pictures of the SkyCube satellite at our website, publicradioeast.org.